What's happening? Where's that boy Too Smooth, the CEO of MMR 3000? I have a segment on the Patio Podcast with DJ Hard Work. We're going to talk about things going on in our community. We're going to talk about the entertainment world, and also we're going to talk about a whole lot more. Make sure you tune in on Tuesdays and Thursdays, 9:30 Eastern. Check me out, baby. Mad respect.
Know about yourself, more or less laced with Too Smooth. We talk about what's going on in the world. We dive away from the entertainment world a little bit, just because we want the people to know, you know, so everybody here, everybody has an opinion, not just the regular people. It's not, don't be scared to open up, because everybody wants to speak, but, you know, everybody don't have that certain platform that they can speak on to let their voice be heard the right way. So we want to give you that opportunity, because we know people may want to ask you, but they don't know if you want to give that opinion. So we want to be the first one to let them hear your opinion on how you feel the world's been going. Like, what's your opinion on, like, the outcome on, like, as in, you know, just, premonition it. Like, how can you see any good reform? Do you see any bad? Do you see any positive? You know what I'm saying? Like, just the questions that everybody are asking.
You saying, what's my opinion on the outcome or what?
Everything that's been going on. COVID.
The COVID is crazy, man. You know, we ain't never really witnessed nothing like this. So this, you know, I think we all adjusted. I don't really know what to say about this. Like, I think we all thought this would be over with a long time ago. And be still, you know, kind of in quarantine or whatever we in right now. I don't think, you know, I'm really just, like I said, adjusting. Everybody just adjusting it. You know what I'm saying? As far as, like, what else going on with, as far as, like, the protests and, you know, the police killing. But that's really, I like what we're doing as a people, you know what I'm saying? Because even though it has been going on a long time, I think, you know what I'm saying, we are standing up for our sport. And hopefully what we are doing now will make a difference, and it won't just be, you know what I'm saying? Look at what the flag here has been taken down. So we seeing a little progress.
Yeah. That's the best part about it. Because I have a granny who, you know, a couple generations ahead of me. And she even said, you know, like, she's happy to see some progress. They got to see more than the black president.
Right.
But I have an opinion that goes against the grain just because I want to open up my mind. It's a little, you know, it might be a little controversial, but at the end of the day, it's what it is. Why did it take other races to start screaming Black Lives Matter for it to matter?
Yeah, that's a question that, you know, it's controversial because, you know, a lot of black people are going to kind of steer away from that question because they don't want to face the truth about that question, you know, because that's a problem we should have. You know what I'm saying? Establish ourselves, but it did take other races to say that we matter for us to kind of realize that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I don't really know the answer.
I usually get people stuck with that one because it's one of them.
Yeah.
It's one of them win or lose, regardless of what you're saying. Keep on going away from that right now. When it comes down to, you know, just being black. How has it affected your music career?
I don't think just being black has really had an effect on me doing music. I don't think, you know what I'm saying? Like, as far as, like, maybe my talent, maybe I'm talented because I'm black, but I don't really think, like, negative effects, I don't think it really has had any negative effects on my music by me just being black. If it has, I don't know any of them, you know what I'm saying? Situations and circumstances.
Nah, I'm an artist myself on other ends, you know, and I feel like artists usually see it different because of the fact that they can tap into a, you know, a different world when it comes down to creating.
Right.
And
you know what I
Can you?
Phone going out. I hear you now.
Can you hear me? Yeah, we see it differently. And with us seeing things differently in the midst of, we rather, like, it's like, you know, you remember that comment Lil Wayne said back then that caused a lot of controversy. As long as him, when it comes down to race, then he really don't care. Similar, you know, verbatim.
Yeah. I remember, but I don't know exactly like you see.
I feel like he was speaking his mind. I feel like personally, he was speaking his mind on a personal level of like, I try to stay out the way as best possible, and I know it's working for me because it's not the things that are going on in our lives. It's not affecting me, which I see it in the way he's saying it, because think about it, like haters, things like that. It's the broader effect on everyone. So he's trying to simplify. In my mind, he was trying to simplify his life to keep his waters calm, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. They sound like they were there.
Yeah. Other than that, me knowing and me asking you that question is because I just wanted to know, you know, with your music career, you know, how has it been with the journey to see all this stuff transpire from start to finish? Not finish as in start to now, present.
Well, just start to now. Definitely, like I said, we seen some progress. So it's definitely, it's been a I don't even know the word I'm looking for, but like to witness it from the beginning to where we are now, which I don't even know where the beginning really is. I don't know if you mean the beginning, meaning 2020, or just the beginning overall. But to see the progress is good, you know what I'm saying? And it's definitely been a journey. It's still a journey, like I said, because it's not the end.
And like I said, we're going to stick to the music now because I like your mind state is where, you know, I respect it. That's what I wanted to, you know.
Okay.
When it comes down to the music, let the world know where they can find all of your music links. Let them know what you got going on if you can talk about it.
As far as music, like I said, I did just recently do a name change, even though I still go by Hollywood Look. But I changed my name to Bae, BAE, which stands for Best at Everything. And my latest project will be on all digital platforms. It's called My Feelings Hurt. So that's pretty much. But any other project I drop is on the Hollywood Look on all digital platforms. I'm just still working. Like, I don't really have much going on right now. I'm just trying to figure it out.
Okay. Yeah, I was listening to your music. We're going to get one of them singles in our playlist. We got a playlist going on after the interview. We're going to stream your track for the fans to tune in. We're going to have some promotion for you just off the respect that you tuned in and you gave your opinion. We do appreciate everything. The interview is not over. I just want to make sure we know.
You
coming
in. I got you.
Yeah, man. Me being from the North, we got a lot of different perspective on music. Not to say don't look down south when I chime in, I tune in, I don't. But, you know, the music scene is completely different.
Oh, yeah, I can believe it.
Detroit, there's a lot of liability. How do you feel what would your words of wisdom be to the young artists that you, like, if you could, let's say you're on World Star, you're on YouTube, you know how certain young cats do certain things in their videos that might go against what they're trying. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know exactly.
What would be your wise words if you could speak to all of them at the same time?
It's kind of hard. I'm not just old, but I'm older. So with a lot of the stuff they're doing, you know, it's kind of like, I can't say it's wrong, but, you know, we look and frown upon it because it ain't the way we usually, you know how to do things. But it's the newer way that they are doing it. Now, a lot of it I don't agree with. A lot of it I do think is incriminating or just, you know what I'm saying? It's going to bring the wrong attention or the wrong energy. So, I mean, I don't know what I really tell him, but I got a son. He's 12. So a lot of the same stuff I tell him, like, you know, showing all your money on your videos or walking around with showing your guns. Like, I just don't feel like this is going to bring you any kind of, any of the right attention that you're looking for. You know what I'm saying? I just feel like that brings a lot of negative attention, but that's a lot of what's going on. And you know, like we didn't have an Instagram or a Worldstar when we were growing up, so we only got to see what we saw in our neighborhoods or wherever. You know what I'm saying? Whatever we could physically see. They see so much on the internet, and the things they see that are getting the attention or the money to your ear or the big gun or the whatever they seeing on the internet that's getting a lot of attention. You know, they feel like they got to mimic that same thing. So I just tell them to be more of a leaders than followers. The same thing I think we were taught, but it's just harder now because you be so influenced by what's going on.
Yeah, I respect that opinion. I was looking at these artists from start. You remember the mumble rapping comment that they was talking about?
Yeah.
Right. Going back as far as that, even Slim Jesus type. No.
Yeah.
I look at it like this. They worked hard at something to get where they're at.
Facts. Yeah, they it's something. We don't know what it is, but they definitely worked hard at something to get
where they're at. Yeah, so you can't take away nothing from them. You can only look at it like, hey, I rock with it or I don't rock with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's why I was saying, like, I could say something, like, I don't agree with it, but it's like, look at where they, you know, they would look at the info and say, well, look at what I've been doing has got me. They don't know where it's going to get them in the end, but you know what I'm saying? That'll probably be their response because they're much younger and they feel like that's what they got to do to get the attention they want.
Yeah. Get to his back. I'm back.
We had them getting a little deep in depth about artists who incriminate themselves on camera. In front of the camera. We already spoke on what's been going on in the world.
Well, you know, let me say something then, DJ Hallward. One thing about the people that incriminate themselves on the camera, it really let me rephrase that. As I always say, they program. You know what I'm saying? I didn't know guy was like take $100 bills and make copies and all this stuff, all this prop money coming from which these guys be doing, man. It's hilarious what's really going on. It's hilarious that guy buying these screens, but you know, somebody the show ain't number 10 people there, something wrong. You know what I'm saying? So what's really the point of doing all that extra stuff? You do it the right way and you put off the effort and apply the right amount of pressure, everything gonna work out. You know what I'm saying? You ain't gotta do all that extra stuff, man. In my eyes, I could be wrong. Who am I though?
Nah, you right. You know, but you know they see instant attention. It's really all about the imagery. So they don't care nothing about the end result as long as the end result is multiple. You know what I'm saying? A couple hundred thousand likes or whatever gonna get them attention. Like it might not accumulate to no kind of money, but if it look like I got a lot of money or if it look like I got a lot going on, I'm gonna do this extra stuff just so I can fool whoever.
You hear that though? So I can fool.
Yeah. Like whoever I can fool, that's all. That's I think that's just name of the game right now. Like whoever I can fool, whoever believe is, then you know, that's I'm just entertaining. So if I gotta copy some money and act like I got, even though if you got common sense, you'll know anybody who just got hundreds of thousands of dollars on the Instagram would not be begging for no record deal or whatever they doing. It don't make sense if you add up their life. Like if you got all that money, you don't need no record deal. You don't need nobody help. You got the money. You just need to do what you need to do. But that's when common sense supposed to click in. You gonna be like, oh, of course there got to be some fake money or that's somebody else money. It got to be fake though, because if it's somebody else money, that means they didn't let you hold it, but they won't even help you. So I just believe it's all fake money. But if it's gonna give me a couple likes on Instagram, a couple females, or a couple people, a couple more eyes looking at me. Yeah, hey, that's the name of the game with the young guys right now. A lot of the older guys don't really, you know what I'm saying, don't really mess around like that, but some of them fall in that trap too.
All right. And then here go one of them other questions that everybody don't want to ask. What about the ones with the money who fake it till they make it?
The ones that have money?
The least car rentals and stuff.
What kind of fake it do? Oh, see, that's all for imagery. Okay, well, you know, I got some money. I could just buy me a regular nice car. Nah, I'm gonna rent me a car. They look like I fit in with all the other guys, but I gotta take it back. And it just don't make no sense to me. But, you know, guys do whatever they got to do to kind of, you know, especially if you're a guy who got the money and you to kind of build a certain status about yourself, you know what I'm saying? You know, they might feel like you can't catch me riding in a Honda or whatever because I done got a name out here. So if you see me, I got to be riding in whatever everybody is riding in. And it's like, nah, bro, you ain't got to do all that. You just need to, as long as you true to yourself, you straight. But you know,
perceptive. Like I always said, look, common sense ain't come. I want to chat away from that, man. I'm a huge fan. Like I said, man. Hey, give me a little insight. Well, not me. Yeah, give me too, and the whole world about how did you come up with that song, man? Flesh when I flesh. That's my
I done told this story so many times. I was working at the time. I was delivering flowers for a wholesale company, whatever. So my thing was do every day was really driving. So I just would play beats whenever I drive. And I got that beat from my guy Hershey Black here. He from Jackson too. He sent me that beat, and once he sent it, that's the first thing that popped into my head. Like the chorus, they weren't always like all the words weren't there. I don't never have all the words.
Yeah,
the melody was there, and so I just laid it down. But like. I tell people I was finna trash this song because I thought it ain't sound as good in my head as it did when I.
All right. What about Pole in My Pants?
That one I produced, so it was kind of the same way. Like I don't usually write nothing down, so the music got to talk to me. That beat just kind of started telling me what to say.
Hello.
Shout it, tell me I'm the man in that pussy. Beat it, beat it, beat it like a fan in that pussy. I ain't playing in that pussy, watch me dance in that pussy. I like to dance in that pussy. Go. Watch me do my dance in that pussy. Go. I like to dance in that pussy. Go. Hold up. Watch me dance in that pussy. Ooh, one hand behind my head. The other one on the leg, I just flex. And all my bitches love me, it's spilly when we fuckin', and I hit them with that duggy. They love my little thing, it's spilly when I hit them with that pole in my pain. Up and down and round and round, move head. Asked her, could I hit the daddy stroke, and she said, go ahead, oh yeah. I'm just getting started. You give me that pussy, baby, I'ma throw a party. You give me that pussy, baby, I'ma go retarded. Stupid, dumb, ignorant, baby, I'ma go the hardest. I like to stand in that pussy. That's why shawty tell me I'm the man in that pussy. Beat it, beat it, beat it like a fan in that pussy. I ain't playing in that pussy. Watch me dance in that pussy. I like to dance in that pussy. One hand behind my head, the other one on the breeze. I just flick.
Oh yeah.
She like the way I fuck. I'm in love with that pussy. Watch I do the Cupid show. Doing that Ricky Bobby, up and down your ride. I shocked her with the dick when I started it just slide. I'm gon' save you now, but I'm gon' murk you later. Open them lid, bend that back, I make you do that percolator. It's so polarized, I see that at work. And it be got so weird, so I had to swag, sir. Watch I swag, sir, swag. Now drop it down, crush it, watch I dance.
Stand in that pussy. That's why shawty tell me I'm the man in that pussy. Beat it, beat it, beat it like a fan in that pussy. I ain't playing in that pussy. Watch me dance in that pussy. I like to dance in that pussy. Go. Watch me do my dance in that pussy. Go. I like to dance in that pussy. Hold up. Watch me dance in that pussy.
Shawty say then the Ray come dance in that pussy. She say it ain't the same when a man in that pussy.
way. And if Shawty go ham, I'm throwing bands on that pussy. I beat it like the Sonic Boom fan on that pussy. First you know I beat it. And it is the truth, I just might eat it. But before I do it, I just heat it. Then I tell her, come on with it, Shawty, feed it. If you don't wear no booty paint, come get this soap hole in my pants. If you don't wear no booty paint, come get this soap hole in my pants. If you don't wear no booty paint, come get this soap hole in my pants. You ain't gotta hit the club if you tryna see me dance.
Shawty, tell me I'm the man in that pussy. Beat it like a fan in that pussy. I ain't playing in that pussy. Watch me dance in that pussy. I like to dance in that pussy. Watch me do my dance in that pussy. I like to dance in that pussy.
Yeah, it's that boy Too Smooth, the CEO, MMR 3000, Living Lavish. Check out the website, www.mmr3000.com, or just Google MMR 3000.